are Friday morning. And listen, Friday morning, who's in front of me? Who's in front of me? Only Nevin. Good morning,
Good morning,
friend.
My friend. How are you?
It is lovely to see you.
And you too.
And you like myself.
Big hug to you.
You like myself. You're keeping your slim figure, like me. And we're as young and youthful as ever.
When did you go last to Specs Savers, Marty?
No, you're looking
I'm
great.
Only joking you.
It's wonderful to have you straight in front
and
of me.
Too.
This is just gorgeous. I'm delighted. And not only does Nevin come in, but he's bearing gifts. Learn to Cook with Nevin, the brand new book.
Oh, yeah.
This is your 78th book in your series of God knows how many. So tell me what this is, and God bless Gill Books, of course. Tell me what this is aimed at, or who's it aimed at.
So this is aimed at kids and young adults and people who just want to learn and get the basics right. It's some beautiful recipes. There's 60-odd recipes in it, and it's right. four steps. So it's very cleanly done. You have your breakfast, lunch, dinners, your baking treats, the ultimate kitchen guide. And then we've done something a little bit quirky. If people are food styling or want to Instagram or want to do their TikTok, and you know social media because you're doing so well on Twitter. So if you want to post something, so it's just giving them lots of little tips. But the recipes are absolutely delicious and very, very clean. Like your breakfast section, you know, you have your lovely dippy eggs with soldiers, which is gorgeous. Sausage and egg blast.
I think I could probably do that.
I think this is a book for you, Marty.
Chorizo, chili nachos and everything. You've got salmon and green couscous, chicken tenders. This is very good, I must say. This is very good.
Well, there's a photograph for each recipe, which people love, because then they look at it and say, oh, that's how I want it to look.
How to squeeze a lemon. And there's a section on how to squeeze a lemon. I've that wooden thing.
How to chop an onion.
I've that wooden reamer. This is very good.
You're
that's
brilliant.
That's right, how to squeeze a lemon.
Yeah, no, I'm delighted with it, and you're actually getting the first copy, and my friend, and I want to thank
lovely.
You, and we're going to obviously do a wee giveaway whenever you want to for
Absolutely,
your listeners.
The listener will get that.
I'm delighted with it, and I want to thank Gill Books, and you know, you've had your work with them over the years
Indeed.
Too. They've been wonderful, so I'm delighted with it.
It's I only got one bite of the cherry. You've got 74. Learn to Cook with Nevin. It's got easy four-step recipes. This is terrific. I'm delighted. So now, what are we going to do?
We're going to do
today?
Fish, so we are. We're going to bring it right back.
Talk to
fish.
Me about fish.
Two recipes. We're going to talk you through a very simple way of cooking some cod with lemon or garlic. Before we talk about the cod, I mean, like, we're an island and we should and are eating more fish, which is good.
Yeah.
And the likes of hake is plentiful, haddock and whiting, they'll all work for this recipe. Now, this is a very, very straightforward recipe. So if you go to your fishmonger, they'll have a your cod fillet, they'll pin bone it, they'll skin it if you want. I kind of like to cook fish with the skin on because you get it nice and crispy and you get wonderful flavour, to be honest with you. So when I do this recipe, I use a little bit of oil, a little bit of butter, usually rapeseed oil or some olive oil, okay? They work really well. And then you can put a little bit of garlic or thyme or rosemary into this and just literally pan fry this about 3 to 4 minutes either side.
Lovely.
So the key is to dry off the skin of the fish with some kitchen paper and then literally put it skin side down onto the pan, or you can bake it in the oven.
Okay.
So this recipe
Which
here,
do you prefer?
220. Personally, I always pan fry things because I think when you baste them, what basting means, Marty, is you spoon over that lovely butter over the fish and it's just lovely and moist and succulent and you get a beautiful golden crust. Hake will work brilliantly and haddock, and they're all plentiful, sustainable fish, which is really important. This one here, what you're doing is going to mix in some butter. You're going to mix butter with garlic. It's like a garlic butter with some parsley and lemon. You can use lemon zest and juice into this and you just mix that all together and you just literally slice that, or you can drizzle that over the actual cod. Serve this with baby potatoes or a little bit of mashed potatoes and your favourite broccoli. I think it's great. Or peas. Something like that. But just to keep it simple, like, this will be done in from start to finish. If you get your fish pin boned, so that means there's no bones in
it. I know, that's the trick for me as well, as you know.
Absolutely. And then if you pan fry it, like, it'll be done in 15 minutes. It's very, very simple.
And that's nothing but health.
Ah. It's absolutely.
Unless, of course, you happen to be a cod, in which case it's anything but.
And lots of butter. You know me and the butter.
Oh, you and me both, kiddo. That's lovely. I like that.
Well, that's one fish recipe. And we're going to talk about another one. It's a pan-fried salmon, so it is, with sweet potato wedges. So we'll talk about the wedges first, then we'll talk about the salmon. So you need to preheat your oven at 200 degrees. You peel your sweet potato just using, like, your potato peeler. And then you cut into large wedges. So what I normally do is toss this in a little bit of oil. You could put garlic, you could put thyme, you could put even harissa, which is a lovely lovely spice into this, or Cajun spice.
You Cajun wedges,
which is lovely.
Boy.
Bit of a kick into that. You can mix that all together, and then you literally roast that in the oven for 30 to 40 minutes. Now, to save on the wash-up, a little tip for you is line your tray with some parchment paper, so it just makes it easier for the wash-up afterwards. I know how good you are at the washing up at home.
Devil for
Emery, you told me. Oh, yeah, you're a dab hand.
When I can't cook, I can clean. I'm very good at cleaning.
Well, the dream team, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Yeah.
So then what you're going to do is when your potatoes are more or less done, say maybe after about, say, 25, 30 minutes, you're going to start to prepare your salmon. And your salmon fillets, skinned and boned, they're nearly all organic now, to be honest with you, Marty, in Ireland. And they're from a lot of them is from Clare Island, which is a beautiful part of the world over in Achill. Well, so
you probably visited it, did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You're right, for my seafood trails, I did. Salmon, people love salmon in Ireland, but this recipe will work with haddock, hake, whiting, any fish, even trout is beautiful. And we've mentioned on your show Goatsbridge Farm in Kilkenny, and Mags Kerwin, she's an amazing lady. So you could do a nice little piece of pan-fried trout with this. So literally what you do, Marty, again, the same technique, rapeseed oil, you pan-fry it. Now, I don't have butter in the recipe, surprise. Oh, I do for the spinach, hold on now. Yeah. But what I like to do when I cook fish, start off with oil, dry off the fish, whether it's the salmon or the cod, and then cook it skin side down until it's nice and crispy. And then what you do is put in a little knob of butter. You know me and the small knobs of butter.
I've seen it. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
It's a beautiful thought.
It's a beautiful thing to watch.
You put that, Marty, so you do, into the pan, and then a little bit of lemon juice and zest into that.
Oh,
and I'm telling you, it's absolutely delicious. With this, we're going to serve this with some spinach. So you get some nice baby spinach. You cook it really fast. You think you have a big pile of spinach in the pan, but when it cooks down to nothing, it really wilts really, really quickly. So
How do you like your spinach? what I mean is...
I've never been asked.
I love spinach with the... With the garlic and
nice,
it's wonderful,
I like your style.
It's kind of nice.
A wee tip for your listeners: I saw a chef doing this once, and you get a clove of garlic, put the fork into it, and then run that around the pan when you're cooking your spinach. So you're infusing it with the garlic. Now you'd probably be slicing or crushing the garlic.
I would,
which is perfect. Yeah, a wee tip like that.
That's very interesting.
And nutmeg is excellent with spinach. So you have your salmon, you have your sweet potato wedges. Not everyone likes sweet potato wedges, so you can just get big bacon potatoes and
yes,
the same
you can.
Thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It really depends on the thickness you cut them. Like, I've given a rough kind of like 30 to 40 minutes in the guide in the recipe.
Are they American, really? Origin?
They don't grow, they can be grown in Ireland, but not successfully. We don't have enough humidity. My friends in Country Crest and your friends too, they told me that they try growing sweet potatoes and you just can't grow them in any consistent volume at all. Okay. We just don't get enough humidity. So, this can be done with your regular bacon potatoes, your rooster potatoes, and then a little bit of spice, Cajun spice works well. Then you just pan fry your salmon. Little bit of butter, oil, finish it with lemon juice, and then your little bit of spinach or peas, you know, or broccoli. You love the broccoli. And that's it.
That's
it's very simple.
Sweet
it's very easy. And I think, you know, your listeners, you know, I definitely see a huge trend in more fish being eaten in the restaurant, definitely. And the feedback I'm getting from my seafood trails is that, you know, when you see how hard fishermen work, for me as a chef personally, I'm in awe of them. They're just amazing.
It's astonishing.
You know,
I've never been out on a fishing trawler, but you see them on the telly on your show and others. It's astonishing how
really
they work.
Is. They're
and the risks that they take and all of that.
Yeah,
and
they're just wonderful. And it's amazing. When I meet fishermen, I always ask them, do you eat fish? What's your favourite fish?
Yeah.
Some of them say they don't eat fish, which I'm shocked.
Really?
But 99% of them will say haddock is their favourite fish.
Really?
Interesting, yeah.
Wonder why?
Yeah, it's not monkfish, it's not turbot, whatever hake, it's haddock they love.
You better do a bit of haddock now.
Yeah,
a
bit of haddock. Well, this recipe will work really well with haddock.
I just want to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's sweet potato wedges, salmon, spinach or whatever you have in yourself, and the roasted cod with lemon and garlic. Song.
A fish called Wanda.
I know. Gone fishing. Gone fishing. From Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. That's what we'll do.
What are you? You're a legend.
Gone fishing. And I'm learning to cook with Nevin. How much? Is this keenly priced?
That is €20.
Oh, practically giving it away.
Am I right?
Learn to cook with Nevin, practically giving it away.
And we'll do a wee giveaway now some of the weeks.
We will.
You and Sinead and Michael and the team.
That's very good.
There's a signed copy for your team there.
You're
so thanks,
Marty. You're
gentlemen.
Very kind and a lovely man.
You don't use it and enjoy.
We will.
Don't light the fire with it.
Here's the boys gone fishing.
Bye.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Oh, Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.